Philly farmhouse. What the heck is that?
Okay. That may turn out to be one of the most interesting cases of the last two centuries, in my opinion. We were called in 05 by a woman who read my book, Faces, Footsteps in the Attic, which was the first book that I wrote to talk about the multiverse idea and this sort of thing. And she said, wow, this really fits what's happening in this house. And what was happening there when Ben and I went, and it was one of his first cases, was that the first thing we noticed was apparently you had six generations of the same family living with relative peaceful coexistence right next to one another and sharing the same space. Obviously, some of them were what we would call passed on, all right? But you would sit at the dining room table, and you would feel people walking behind you, walking around. The house was full of people, only four of whom could be seen with the naked eye. And we thought it was rather positive. These were nice, nice folks, certainly obviously still are. And that's how it began. Now, as time went by, more interesting things would reveal themselves, photographs and experiences by the family. And I stress that the woman who called us had lived in this house for 60 years. She grew up there. She said that they would routinely see non-human creatures here and there, and of course there were bumps and thumps and the usual stuff, footsteps in this business. There was a horse who would routinely gallop down the hallway. You couldn't see it, but you could hear it. You name it, it would happen in this place. There seems to be a, if you want to say, an intersection of the multiverse here in such a way that all kinds of strange beings from every which where seem to be coming through, many of whom, of course, are people who may or may not have been related to this family. At one point, the family was sitting, this is just one example of thousands, was sitting in the living room, and there was were legs hanging from the ceiling and walking as though on a hard surface that they couldn't see.
That's weird.
They would routinely look out their windows to this day and see people walking up the hill and then disappearing or appearing, and this sort of thing was going on. Some of the non-human manifestations were, and still are, very interesting, sort of rectangular beings on legs who sort of come bouncing past the windows. I mean, some of this would be funny if you didn't realize the context of the thing. There seems to be being, and this interesting thing here is that I've encountered some of these races and species in other cases. There seem to be a very tall, rather gentle species of humanoids who are also involved here. They would sort of come through, see them go through. They don't, most of them don't seem to notice us or the family. They just seem to be going about their day, passing through or whatever is happening. And now, in 08, it started to get very interesting because everything started to escalate in the sense that more energy was present. There were more beings being seen. And here's my point about the interaction of many areas of the paranormal. UFOs started to be seen, not only by this family, but by people all over the two-town area where this is located, to the point where people were getting out of their cars and looking up in the sky and seeing these UFOs.
Could they have been spirit orbs, or definitely people thought they were seeing craft?
They were craft, but that's a very good question, because in photographs of this place, it looks like a snowstorm. I have never seen so many orbs. Now the whole question of what orbs are is another issue.
Right.
But they do turn up, regardless of what they are, in cases where things are legitimately paranormal. Right. So there are plenty of orbs. But no, these appear to be craft. There are one or two photographs that exist, even in daylight, of high-level craft. And then Ben and I were there in April of last year on one of our visits, and we ourselves saw three craft descending behind a hill. Now, what's behind the hill is interesting, too. This has morphed into a lot more than just a ghost and UFO case. Neighbors walking their dogs and stuff to the edge of their property around about 07 or 08 began to notice armed troops here. And they would, and I would say, were these security guards or was it? No, these were guys in camo carrying M16s, helmets and all. They weren't cops and they weren't security guards. And whether this is actually the government or some other entity, who knows? That's another question entirely. There is a road upon which one can proceed up this road only to a certain point, and you're stopped by this thing. And we are getting ready to pursue this and try and find out what's going on. But my theory is, and you ask, okay, well, how are the ghosts in this house connected with the UFOs? Well, they've started to see grays in this house, you know, of the classic type.
The classic, yeah.
Yeah. And the question, of course, is, well, maybe whoever is maintaining this facility, if it is indeed some facility related to studying the UFOs or whatever, is it one in which this entity or the government or whatever is aware of the multiverse power of this place? Wherever flaps occur, you know, the old Men in Black stories,
mm-hmm.
people seem to turn up who are related to the government or a government-like entity. And, again, this seems to be no exception. There seems to be a flap going on here. Neighbors, we've made discrete inquiries. Neighbors have reported.
It's infested with spirits.
It's infested with some kind of multiversal highway here. You know, and maybe whoever's responsible for this base or whatever it is knows this and is trying to harness this power. Can you imagine the power of the knowledge that maybe you don't need time machines to access other times and other places or other dimensions or whatever you want to call it? Maybe you need Ben or that kind of power or somebody like that or something that's innate in all of us anyway that just needs to be developed. I mean, how terrified would the establishment be of that?
Do you go out, Paul, with equipment, anything like that?
Well, yes and no. I don't put a lot of because maybe it's because I came out of an era when this was all very seat of the pants, and, you know, if you had a camera, you were lucky. But I use an EMF meter, electromagnetic field meter, in a sparing manner simply because it does help identify where somebody maybe shouldn't put their bed at night. If you have a geotechnic energy under a certain site and people are saying they're having nightmares, they say, well, you know, move your bed 10 feet to the left, and very often everything's fine. When you have an electrical current has surrounding an electromagnetic field. That's where EMF fields come from. When that field has absolutely no other explanation, all right, and most of them do, these things can be affected by radar arrays 8 miles away. But if you really are lucky, you can find one that has no apparent source. And I find that entities, particularly parasites, can, for lack of a better word, ride these electrical currents back and forth between worlds. I've actually seen this happen, and there were several cases, particularly the almost suicide, I call it, of Uxbridge, Massachusetts, where I actually had my EMF meter, and I was able to read where the thing was going and why it was happening. But that's very rare and very difficult. Usually I don't find much use for it. But in any case, the EMF meter did kind of give me some hints about how these things get from world to world, and it's really weird. So in this case, that we're talking about the farmhouse or the area, we use a digital EMF meter. And when it goes into the negative range, sometimes as much as 200 and 300 milligauss, I find that that means the polarity on the electrical current has reversed, and we get energy flowing from another world into ours. And again, these worlds are not entirely separate anyway, but this is one indication that something fluky is going on, and sure enough, it usually is. If you take photographs around that time, you're going to usually get something really strange, even if it's just orbs. But I don't put a lot of stock in equipment. You know, people ask me about EVPs. Some of the EVPs in this place are very interesting. You record that there have been sounds, or there was the sound of something unrolling at one point and some people talking. And it turns out, something I didn't realize, this house had originally not been built as a residence but as a general store. So you would have, you know, textile products or whatever be unrolled, and, you know, this sort of thing. So the sounds we picked up were from, apparently, in my interpretation, from a parallel world where it still was.